the affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
The people that are behind this treaty want that world government.
Eventually controlling the market.
Eventually controlling all of us.
Sure.
Yes.
A world government.
That's the value set of John Kerry, Barack Obama, and their allies in Europe.
Show some of the pictures of the Boston police, okay? Look at this. This country is becoming a police state, and it is very troubling to me.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave like everyone else. You were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
I want to make it very clear in the beginning, I'm not anti-government. I don't believe in terrorism. Unfortunately, there are a few key people in key positions who have made a difference, a big difference, in what's happening in America today. I retired from the FBI March 1979. At that time, I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I had more than 700 personnel under my command. My first major and credibility, believe me. Now, if you read the internet, you may not think so, because there are some heavy-duty FBI informants out there like Stu Webb and Barbara Hartwell, who are MKUltra mind control victims, CIA mind control victims. Let's go back to 1776, May the 1st. Adam Weishaupt was commissioned by the Rothschild family to set up the goals to control and take over the world with a one world government. Adam Weishaupt came up with 25 goals. Among these goals were control the press, corrupt the youth through sex and drugs, elect our own people meaning the Illuminati, to key positions in all levels of the government, city, county, state, and federal. And it goes on. The final goal was to take over the world, the one world government. When I retired, I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea about the Illuminati. I had no idea about Adam Weishaupt. October 25, 1980, I, through a series of circumstances, I don't have time to go into the details now, obtained a signed confession from one Helena Stokely. Helena told me that Dr. McDonald did not commit those crimes, that they were committed by her satanic cult group. And I said to myself, what's this all about? I don't know anything about Satanism. I read about it in the Bible, of course, and that's about it. Now, I'm telling you a little bit about the McDonald kid, because that's what woke me up as to what was going on. It was after that that I started researching and went back and found out about the Illuminati. Illuminati slash Satanism. The MKUltra program, CIA mind control program, was investigated by Congress in 1987. Congress said, CIA, you got to quit doing that. That's you're bad boys. And they said, we will quit Don't kid yourself. It's very active today. Americans, for the most part, are oblivious to what's really going on behind the scenes. Why are these congressmen voting on bills like the Patriot Act, which takes away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties, in the best interests of, quote, protection for our country and protection from the terrorists? Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There are people in our government, a rogue outfit, whatever, I'm not sure, who are actually behind these terrorist acts. And the reason they're behind the terrorist acts is so they can pass bills like the Patriot Act. Our military reportedly have been using microchips to keep track of their soldiers. We need to wake up America. But we need to wake up an apathetic, sleeping society that is active in America today. And this not only ties into MKUltra, CIA, it ties into Satanism. The satanic cults operate secretly. The satanic cults are, along with our covert criminal enterprise within the government, a serious threat to our society. And I thank you very much.
The Patriot Act, Homeland Security, the Military Tribunals Act, and other legislations are all completely and entirely designed to destroy your civil liberties and limit your ability to fight back against what is coming. The last thing the men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking, which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output via religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in a distracted, naive bubble. And they are doing a damn good job of it. Divide and conquer is the motto. And as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved. The men behind the curtain know this, and they also know that if people ever realize the truth of their relationship to nature and the truth of their personal power, the entire manufactured zeitgeist they prey upon will collapse like a house of cards.
These volunteers and border agents, they're out here in the pitch black, chasing illegal intruders for the sake of keeping Americans safe. And yet, what do they get in return? A kick in the teeth from the people they try to protect. Yeah, the business owner who hires an illegal, and the slimy politician who will lie about the borders in exchange for a cheap vote. They are just as despicable as the two swindlers who used George Kane's good name and heroic death as a means of lining their own pockets.
We've got all units now. Everybody's lights on, everybody's blocking. They're coming towards us. And he's pushing them, he is pushing them north. You know, if he went due north, he would come out about, oh, probably 1,000 yards to our west.
Roger that. We'll be down in a minute. We need to move this way.
All right.
Charlie, where's Kalicha?
What you may find interesting about where we're chasing these people, we're not at the border chasing these people, Mayor. We're 100 miles inland.
Do you think that there will be another 9/11 in the near future?
Straight answer?
Yeah.
I can't rule it out. I can't say yes, because there hasn't been one, and I know everything is being done to prevent it, and we're better at it.
Can I push back on you with that?
Yeah.
We found a military cap with Arabic writing inside.
I've got riders coming your direction.
Mayor, what I'm seeing is frightening. The flow of people coming in is astronomical. How many 9/11s could we sustain?
awesome.
Yeah, 60 plus.
Yeah.
In one group.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's plenty busy.
7 on the And y'all brought in 57 and you guys brought in like 60 something? Yeah.
You guys are pulling a lot in lately, huh?
Oh, it's busy.
Man.
And the point you're making is a very, very important one. When people think of, you know, stopping illegal immigration, somehow it's become a Latino, Hispanic, anti-Latino, anti-Hispanic, it is not anti-Hispanic. It's anti-terrorist and it's anti-drug dealer.
There's no way that guy's from Mexico.
That's typically a lie. They'll claim to be from Mexico, so they just get pushed back into the country so they can come back.
Rory, check out this guy with the blue shirt. He's got his head down. He's from the Middle East.
Thank you.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
What does it take to police America?
We hear banging and screaming on the door.
He's standing over me with an assault rifle.
Now some Americans are mad and pushing back against authority.
What question did I not answer?
What are you placing me under arrest for?
Some are upset that government spies on us.
What you do on your cell phone is none of their damn business.
I can't understand what Rand Paul is yelling about.
Guys, the police.
Just Big Brother looking at us.
Policing America. Where's the line between security and liberty?
Blocks were decimated by fire and looters.
After the Los Angeles race riots in the 60s, some cities created heavily armed assault teams named SWAT for special weapons and tactics. For years, SWAT teams were called out only in emergencies like a riot or bank robbery where hostages were taken. But their use has increased from less than one raid a day to today, maybe 100 raids every day. Including cases where I have to wonder, why call out the SWAT team? New York City's police would not talk to us about their raid. But other SWAT teams like talking about what they do.
I have participated in and planned approximately 2,000 high-risk tactical operations.
Sergeant Charles Huth leads a SWAT team in Kansas City.
We are not soldiers out here. We don't think we're soldiers. We aren't fighting a war against an enemy. We're trying to help people.
Police department, search warrant!
Huth says his team usually knocks first, and then, depending on circumstances, waits 10 seconds or maybe 2 minutes.
Police department, search warrant!
Before breaking down the door.
We're not liable for any damage we do to people's property. We try to limit it. My guys will try to patch up as best we can the door.
It's good, sir.
The suspense of barging into homes makes good TV. There are several SWAT team reality shows.
Awesome.
While Sergeant Huth doesn't like waking suspects up in the middle of the night, other SWAT team leaders do. Why then?
We want to be able to win without having to fight.
I like owning the stuff before we even get on.
Steve Claggett's a 25-year veteran of the Dallas Police Department.
If I have a gun at home and someone's banging on my door, screaming, I'm more likely to pick up the gun than shoot.
John, when you knock and announce, what you're announcing is police.
Police, fire, search warrant!
Just because the guy says police doesn't mean he is police.
That's a great point.
Just hear bang, bang. Scary?
It's supposed to be scary. And we use that to gain a tactical advantage.
Sheriff's on the search warrant!
Catch them before they can think.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't get used too often today?
I've been involved in over 1,000 warrants and operations. I can't think of any time where it hasn't been prudent to use SWAT.
We've become so comfortable with this idea of using SWAT for everything as a first resort instead of the last.
Washington Post reporter Radley Balco says the police are turning into warrior cops and that SWAT teams are greatly overused.
Police search warrant!
And in fact, today police use SWAT teams to raid truck stops that have video poker machines, barber shops, an organic farm, a frat house where there's said to be underage drinking. And Iowa police use this many armed men to raid a house where people are accused of credit card fraud.
Using this kind of force and violence on people who are suspected of crimes that are not violent is a wildly disproportionate use of force.
Arizona police thought someone in this house might be part of a family drug ring. Inside with his wife and child was Jose Garina, an ex-Marine who'd completed two tours in Iraq and then worked in a local copper mine. He'd just gone to bed after his 12-hour shift.
They take the door down to the battering ram. His son's in the house. His wife's in the house. He grabs his military weapon. They see this. One officer apparently tripped and fired his gun. The other officers mistook that for Jose firing at them. They open fire.
71 shots. They killed Jose.
His gun was still on safety.
Inside the house, officers found no drugs or illegal weapons.
I cannot fault an officer for shooting at a person who raises a gun at them.
SWAT team veteran Steve Imes now teaches SWAT tactics. Often he suggests, try a ruse instead of a raid.
We would dress up in UPS and FedEx uniforms, take their truck, knock on the door, package at the door, come sign.
Columbia Police search warrant! Columbia Police search warrant!
When you burst into people's homes, nasty things do happen. This SWAT team believes there's a large supply of marijuana here.
Did you shoot my dog? You shot my dog! Oh my God!
The police posted this video on the web, and it went viral.
They rush in the house, shoot the dog, terrify the kid.
The video speaks for itself. They're not pulling hair. They're not swearing. They're not knocking people on their faces. They're walking through the house, police with a search warrant. Police with a search warrant. If a pit bull is attempting to bite a police officer, I think they have legal authority to stop the dog from biting them. I know they shot the pit bull because the pit bull was reportedly a threat. A federal magistrate found the officers did nothing wrong in that case.
Nothing wrong. Even though they didn't find that large supply of marijuana, just a tiny amount.
When you're using SWAT teams to serve warrants on people suspected of drug crimes, you are creating violence and confrontation where there was none before.
Police work is dangerous. They don't know what they're going to face at the other side of a door. They're just protecting themselves and making sure it's over quickly.
If you're breaking into somebody's house in the middle of the night, their first instinct is going to be that another drug dealer is, you know, trying to rob them or rip them off.
So police want protective equipment. SWAT teams often get that and more from the Pentagon.
In the early days, it involved really odd stuff. Helicopters, airplanes, big ticket items that an agency probably could never afford, but in many circles couldn't use.
Today, it's
M16s and grenade launchers and tanks and armored personnel carriers. This is stuff that was designed for use on a battlefield.
Some armored equipment is necessary, says Imes. His team once had to borrow a garbage truck to get close to a gunman to try to rescue people he'd wounded.
We needed an armored car that day, and we didn't have one.
Now, the Pentagon gives away mine-resistant armored vehicles called MRAPs.
The MRAP's a terrible armored car.
But they use it.
Because it's free.
In your town, the sheriff's office got an MRAP. They need that?
Any armor that you can procure, especially free, is a good thing. I'm a huge fan of having it, not needing it, versus needing it, not having it.
Local police also get cash grants from the Department of Homeland Security, which they use to buy armored trucks like this Bearcat.
The Bearcat's the preferred vehicle, beyond question.
But you have to pay for that.
$270,000, and the MRAPs just come and drive it off the lot.
All of this equipment has a purpose.
Police fire, search warrant! Police search warrant!
The purpose is to protect the officers and make it clear to the bad guy that he faces overwhelming force, that fighting back would be futile.
Police search warrant! Police search warrant! Get on the ground! Show me your hands!
We just served a no-knock search warrant. In houses like this where we know people are armed, we know their criminal history, robbery, rape, etc., we're not going to knock on the door. When we hit the door, one of the main subjects stood up with a Glock handgun.
So they tossed a flashbang grenade to distract him.
When it went off, he fell to the floor, dropping the gun. Before he could reach over to the gun, my guys were on top of him. We are not going after little Johnny selling a quarter sack of weed out of his grandma's house.
But sometimes SWAT teams raid homes of people who didn't even do that. They raided the home of Bob and Addie Hart, former CIA employees. Why?
When my son was in sixth grade, he and I built a hydroponic garden in our basement.
A police officer spotted Bob and his kids coming out of the gardening store, wrote down his license plate number, and told the sheriff's department they left with a small bag of merchandise. 8 months later,
the county sheriff sent a raid team to our house for a full-blown drug raid.
We hear banging and screaming on the door a little before 7:30 in the morning. I'm hiding under the covers.
Reach out, open the door. Immediately, I'm on the ground, face down, hands behind my head. I'm staring at this guy's boots. He's standing over me with an assault rifle, and everybody's yelling, "Are there children in the house?"
The police knew nothing about Bob and Addie's work history.
We've held top secret security clearances that we've had background checks for my job.
They kept us under armed guard for 2.5 hours while they searched, as near as we can tell, every square inch of our house.
We didn't find out why this team had come to our house until more than a year later.
They must have told you.
Well,
no. All they were told was,
"There are narcotics in this home and we are going to find them."
But they didn't. The officers even gave the Harts a receipt. No items taken. So why the SWAT team?
One of the guys told us that marijuana seeds and stems had been pulled out of our trash. Neither Bob nor I have ever used pot. So then our minds really go crazy. The trash people are involved. The neighbor kid must be, you know, walking through and throwing their stuff in our trash.
But it turned out that what the police found in their trash was not marijuana. It was tea.
I drink high-quality loose tea. I brew it in big batches, and then when I'm done with it, I throw it into the trash.
Police found the tea leaves and did a field test on them.
They had a positive reading for marijuana, and that was enough to then raid our home.
It wasn't until after the raid that police sent the tea leaves to a lab.
The lab came back and said, "Doesn't look like pot. You know, it doesn't test positive for pot."
Leaves and stems. You're guilty of...
I don't know that we're guilty of anything but drinking tea.
Of course, sometimes SWAT raids are needed, but 100 raids every day? Also, did you know there are now Border Patrol checkpoints well inside America?
This man's in Mexico, just across the border from California.
"Hey, you stay there! Baba knows!"
The person yelling at him is Robert Crooks, a self-appointed border policeman.
"These borders have to be secured. We're at war."
Crooks leads the Mountain Minutemen, a vigilante group that tries to keep illegals from entering America.
"Put troops with guns here. They got guns. They shoot at me all the time. The smart smuggler ain't going to go to where the high security is at. The smart smuggler is going to take this to the weak spot."
He took Reason TV to an unguarded tunnel.
"Where's Department of Homeland Security? Hello? Anybody here?"
He can just walk through the tunnel to Mexico.
"Oh, you're in Mexico now. You're in violation."
Once they were on the Mexican side of the tunnel, he just turned around.
"Would you like to go for a walk to America? Hey, follow me. I will take you to America. It's just this simple."
San Diego Border Patrol Chief Michael Fisher.
"Most of the border is not fenced."
"That's correct."
"Even here, they could swim right around this. They could walk around this fence."
"Oh, and they do. They will try to come up over the fence. They will try to come underneath the fence. They'll try to swim around."
"Even where there is fencing, people get around it. They bring ladders like this one we found lying right next to the fence."
"We found dozens of abandoned ladders near the fence."
"Or they cut holes in the fences. This one's been patched, but doesn't matter how high a fence is if you can cut holes in it. And they have holes every few feet here, one after the next."
There is no evidence that the fences reduce the number of illegals who cross. In San Diego alone, agents catch about 400 each day. The 9/11 terrorists came here on tourists and student visas. They flew to America legally. And yet, you continue to pay for more of this.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com in Hereford, Arizona, right along the borderline fence through Glenn Spencer's backyard. This is the gentleman we spoke to the other day on the Alex Jones Show. As you can see, it's a pretty big fence, about 100 yards up there. Then it comes into this little fence right here. And what I'm going to show you is how easy it is if you're an illegal alien trying to come across a border or a drug smuggler to come into America. This right here is mind-blowing. Check this out. You come right over through this. You come over here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in Mexico right now. This is it. That's how easy it was. There's nothing here. that keep me from coming across into the country and flooding our streets with drugs and illegal aliens. This is what's going on right now. The Border Patrol is not doing anything. They're saying it's going to take another 5 years to even get some of this stuff fixed. And they've been saying that for a decade. This is crazy. This is stuff that the people in America need to look at. And this is something that we need to get fixed, because we have to stop this illegal flood of aliens coming to our country right now. All right, now you can see this. The process to come back in to the U.S. is so easy. And this is what happens. They come through this fence. They bring their drugs. There's no Border Patrol anywhere around out in this area. And what happens is, this is a wildlife refuge through here. For about 20 miles, there is no way the Border Patrol can even access this land unless they have absolute positive identity of a suspect coming across. So that means 99% of the time, they have no idea these people are coming through. And what happens is, these guys can just essentially walk all the way out here, and they're home free. Once they get past this area, this wildlife refuge through here, there's nothing that stops them from getting into our country. The Obama voters are now free to enter our country, and we are importing this poverty. But it's not just happening here in the border. This is happening everywhere. It's happening in Minnesota. It's been all over our country right now. But this is where it starts, and this is where we need to stop it. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com at Glenn Spencer's Ranch in Hereford, Arizona. We just now got back from the flight that he took us up on in a single-engine Cessna, where he showed us what he promised. Mind-blowing stuff across our borders right now. We're going to show you the footage of what we saw and explain to you what it is, what Glenn's telling us it means, because he is the leading expert on the border in this area. He has been covering this for 22 years. All the stuff that he has predicted and said would happen has happened. What you can see right behind me is a pretty, you know, regular size fence. And there's that here for a little bit. But once you get a few more miles up this way, what we saw was just crazy. What the Department of Homeland Security, what our government is telling you, they say that there's a fence up. So when they get in front of a press conference and they say something, they can feel good about themselves. They can feel like they're not lying. But their idea of this huge fence that's really going across our border is a lot like what you saw yesterday. It's so easy to step over. It is so easy to get through that without anybody knowing you. Once we got a few miles up the road right up here, when we were flying down, you get over this little mountain ravine and you don't see anything at all. There's just open areas for miles. We flew for 30 minutes. There was not one Border Patrol vehicle in that area whatsoever. But one of the things we saw when we first took off was a brand new $30 million Border Patrol facility that they have here in Bisbee. This is just crazy. You know, what Glenn was telling me is that $30 million could have been used to put up the fence that they're saying that they're going to have to support us, to help protect us from all the stuff that's happening. But they're not doing that. Instead, they're wasting our tax dollars on this fancy facility that doesn't even need to be there. It's ridiculous. And all you'll see for 30 minutes we saw just flying over Arizona and Mexico was just something literally waist high that you could just step over and you're home free. If that doesn't just blow your mind, I don't know what else can. Our government is purposely doing this right now. You know, we saw earlier a fence that they put up. They spend $3 million every mile to put up a fence, and all they did was raise it up, put the pins in. This stuff is everywhere. Anybody can come through. Fred, Arizona. Sir, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Fred Davis.
John Ladd.
And how long have you had property out here?
Oh, all my life. My great-granddads came to Arizona in 1867 and 1880.
You, sir?
My great-grandparents came in 1894.
So tell me what you've seen out here over the past 20 years along the border, the things that have been going on. Earlier we spoke, and one of the things you'd mentioned, how you'd seen the gates being cut open and smugglers driving through. Tell me about that.
Well, they're cutting the – we have three different kinds of wall, but 14, 10, and 13 feet mesh, I-beam, steel, vehicle barrier. And they're using chop saws and portable grinders to – cut the mesh and the I-beams and driving full-size trucks through the border to the highway full of marijuana. We've had 46 trucks in the last 2 years and 7 months now, but 46, and the one of them was caught because the airbag went off and it was disabled, but 45 of them got away.
It goes clear back to when we had the hordes of people, and you've got mountains of trash. You find trash with everything you can imagine. We found backpacks with Qurans. Another fellow found a backpack with a prayer rug in it. You find hypodermic needles. You find pregnancy tests. You find everything in the world in this trash. They kick our gates open, tear our fences down, ruin our breeding programs. The hordes that have come through here are unbelievable. They have caught over 500,000 on John's ranch.
Well, the Department of Human Smuggling, I mean Department of Homeland Security, says that there's a fence up and that our borders are secure. What do you have to say about that?
You've been down to the border. You see where on the San Pedro River there's nothing but a four-wire barbed wire fence. Then you have multiple floodgates that are open, and they tie up a piece of wire that anyone could get through with a vehicle or on foot or however they chose to come through. It's a national security issue. We had a friend that 13 East Indians linked arms and stopped her in the road the other day, and she was lucky. They were very benign. They just wanted to be turned into the Border Patrol. Another friend had 10 Chinese in his yard. There's Arabs coming. The Border Patrol said at one point 3 out of 10 that they apprehended was OTMs other than Mexicans. There's all kinds of people. This is a national security issue.
Everything that you're getting on the media is a lie. We live this every day, 24 hours. And it is not secure. When we got the wall built on our ranch, it is known as a force multiplier. And immediately they deployed agents that used to patrol the border before the 10, 12, 14-foot wall. You have 18-foot wall on this side. They took agents off the border because it's a force multiplier. And they're 25 miles north on the freeway. And everything that's happened is deliberate to let this border be wide open. They come through, Fred and I, daily, but then they live with the people on the interior of the country. And the impact it makes on their society, the school systems, the welfare systems, the hospital systems, that's part of the reason this country's broke, is there's so many people living here that don't pay into the system, and our government has not conveyed any of the truths of what's really happened in this country with people coming in illegally.
We've been screaming for 20 years. We've been overrun for 20 years, and nobody has listened. They thought it was our problem. Nobody is. The rest of the country, if they do hear us, think it's not affecting us. But as John said, they're running through us to come live with you. And now you're going to deal with the problems. These kids that just came out of Texas, wait till school starts in late August and the diseases run rampant. Why is Center for Disease Control so completely silent on all this issue? I mean, there's, 18 Border Patrolmen home with bacteriological pneumonia now, and the TB is rampant. The diseases these people are bringing in and the drain on our systems are going to be phenomenal. The infrastructure of America cannot handle this influx.
Some call it the beast. To others, it's the train of death. But to all these illegal migrants, it's a free ride bound for their American dream of washing dishes, picking lettuce, or carrying bricks. Like Elvin, most aboard are from Central American countries like Guatemala and Honduras. They'll spend days clinging to cargo trains as they grind through southern Mexico up toward the U.S. border. Human rights groups estimate thousands have died falling from trains like this, some of them mutilated under its wheels. En route to the U.S. border, many more have been robbed, raped, and kidnapped.
The أنفسهم في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك.
كيف يعني ما هو شعورك إن شاء الله؟
سبحان الله. سبحان الله.
كثير ها؟
كثير سبحان الله. الحمد لله. نعم أنا الله عز وجل الحمد لله. أول أنا جيت سوري ما كان معي مصاري أشتري برودة ولا جعبة. الله عز وجل أعطيني برودة وجعبة و الحمد لله الله عز وجل أعطيتني أكثر.
ترف فيه لن علما ترف فيه لن نقشا على وجه السنين وعلى تباه المجرمين نقشا على وجه السنين وعلى تباه المجرمين أن جنود المسلمين
ما في أي أريد تريح في الآخرة الجنة ليس في الدنيا كلها شر و
My name is Abu Huraira. From America. I'm 22 years old. You think jihad is evil and terrorism? This has nothing to do. Terrorism, these are the true terrorists. Mujahid wouldn't even kill one child. But these kuffar have killed many children. Not just Bashar and his troops, America and their troops, the Yehud and their troops, China and all their troops, Russia, NATO, everyone have gone into lands and killed many Muslims, your brothers and your sisters. How can you, America, say that this is your land, this is not your land, this is God's land. God's the one who created it, you don't own it. Have you created the dirt? Did you create the trees? Did you create the water? When the rain falls into the ground, make trees and the fruits grow. Allah says in the Quran, we do it, not you, we. I lived in America. I know how it is. You have all the fancy amusement parks and the restaurants and the food and all this crap and the cars. And you think you're happy, you're not happy, you're never happy. I was never happy. I was always sad and depressed. Life sucked. I have one word to say to you, Kafir. We are coming for you, alhamdulillah. And I am glad to say this. Finally, I get behind cameras and say this, you kuffar, you Kafir. You big Dajjal. We are coming for you. Mark my words. Listen to my words, you big kuffar. You think, oh, that you killed Osama bin Laden. You did nothing. You sent him to Jannah, alhamdulillah. You sent him to paradise. You think that you won, you have never won. You'll never defeat Islam, you, Bush, any of your kuffar leaders. Allahu Akbar, we will come with our AKs, we will come with our bombs and our RPGs and our pikas. We have small weapons, but we take you down, alhamdulillah. We have hearts of lions, and you are scared of Mot. We love Mot, alhamdulillah.
Key map that you can share with others to help try to keep track of what is taking place here. I have to be honest, many of the other links and maps and information that were put out on this quickly disappeared. Got my hands on new information. I want to share it with you guys, and it's something to build off of. Now, we all know at this point the Obama administration is illegally relocating illegal immigrants all over the United States, shipping them deep where no one notices what's going on. They are then releasing these people into these towns and cities, giving them a piece of paper, and ordering them to appear in court sometime in the future. Now, of course, a vast majority of these people are never going to show up because they have no transportation to get there. They have no clue where they're at. And essentially, the Obama administration knows this, and they are seeding this whole country with illegal aliens, knowing full well that the system is going to end up losing track of all of them and imploding. Now, many people want to know if it's coming to their backyard. So this is what I want to point out here with this map. These places that you see pinned in blue are places in which they have failed. They have tried to go in and find places where people are not paying attention, as you can see here, and set up shop. But luckily, these people were keen. They seen what was going on. They stepped up and they revolted. They shut it down. All these places here with these pens are failed. Public outcry. Unable to house the people. And it happened in other areas as well. All of these failed. Now what I want to point out, for those of you wondering if it can come to your neck of the woods, these are the places that it is proposed. Detroit, a place where they're cutting off the water for millions of Americans that can't pay their bills, apparently. So they're going to force them to go without water, which they need for survival. But they're going to ship in these illegals at taxpayer expense, and they're going to house them. And you can bet that their housing will have running water. That's how twisted this game is. Now it starts to look a little bit different, doesn't it? These areas are housing 1,400 aliens. Fort Seale, this is where this congressman tried to go down and get in, and he was denied. You can see all of these different places right here are housing. An Air Force base. Nogales. And check this out. No local officials were aware of the housing initiative until they read it in the newspaper, like you and me. Can you believe that? This is what's going on. The states are being left in the dark, and the feds are running rampant with this scheme behind our backs to infiltrate this country. So if you're wise, you'll keep an eye on your neck of the woods, because they're coming. They're proposing all over the place. And I would have to say that here within the coming weeks, you're going to see this map start to fill up all over the place. And let's hope we start to see more pens like these and no exclamation points like these. Okay? Because I can guarantee you there's a lot of these all over the place that they're proposing that we're just not aware of. So I'll leave a link for those of you that have information in your neck of the woods. Leave it in the comment section. I'll do an update video down the road. And this is the only way we're going to keep track, guys. Eyes and ears wide open. This has been Dabu 7. Peace.
Or Jamaat al-Fulka, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghanali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps. Who can reach us? You know. And we're on the Pope University offices in upstate New York, or in Canada, or in Michigan, or in South Carolina, or in Pakistan, wherever we are, you can reach us.
The tape goes on to teach Ghilani's American followers tactics in guerrilla warfare, including scaling mountains, subduing enemies, murdering guards, hijacking cars, kidnapping, weapons training, and setting off explosives. Ghilani is a Pakistani national best known for allegedly setting up journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Ghilani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to several of the compounds to confront his followers.
You are a liar and you're a liar.
Don't say another word. Understand?
They were met with denial, hostility, and in some cases even violence.
Clearly looks like either knife holes or bullet holes.
And the question remains, why have these communities been left to flourish here in the U.S.?
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have
Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them.
Something else has just happened at the World Trade Center.
Hello.